First of all, Mr. Speaker, can I thank Edwin, first and foremost, for his confidence in me. 25 years ago, our paths crossed. I was 16 at the time. I was at the point of the Belfast Agreement, and I got politically active at that stage. But Edwin's not just a colleague. Edwin is a close personal friend of mine. Edwin's a leader who has a big heart for the people around him. He wants them to do well. He wants people to succeed. And he loves this country. And I pay tribute to him and look forward to his leadership in the time ahead. Little did I know at 23, when I became the then youngest councillor to be elected to Lisburn City Council, that I would end up at this stage today as the First Minister of Northern Ireland. It was at that same age that I got married, and my wife said to me, "Only a councillor. You'll never be allowed to be anything else. You'll only can be a councillor, and I want you to get a real job." Here I am now taking on this job. I want to thank Emma and my family for their support throughout my career. I know it will be now more than challenging for them in the time ahead. I want to pay tribute to those that I'm following. First of all, Dr. Paisley founded the DUP. Without him, there never would have been a Democratic Unionist Party today. My grandfather founded the party with him, with his two brothers. They were South Tyrone people. They were farmers. And they ploughed a difficult field for the DUP back then. It wasn't the establishment. Many looked down upon them. But it's because of that generation that my generation are able to serve this party in political office. And I want to pay my thanks to Dr. Paisley and those that went before, to Peter Robinson and his unrivalled strategic ability and how he led the Democratic Unionist Party, to Arlene Foster for her energy and her commitment to make devolution work, recognising difficult choices needed to be made, but devoted to making this place work. They all had their own way of leading, and I'll have mine. Mistakes, I'm sure I will make. I'm not infallible. But I share the same drive and determination to serve the people of Northern Ireland. There is much goodwill from the public for this place to work, and for our politics to work for everybody. We must all recognise that there is much more that we have in common than separates us. Northern Ireland is a special place. It's special because of its people. We have different identities. We need to respect those identities. That difference shouldn't be seen as a threat. It should be seen as a strength. We have a rich tapestry that makes up who we are, what we are, the society that we belong to. So there is much work to do, Mr. Speaker, as we emerge from COVID-19, rebuilding our public services and supporting our economic recovery. I know the challenge is great. The responsibility will be heavy. I have never shied away from taking on responsibility when asked to do so. Let's get to work, Mr. Speaker.